Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining this talk. My name is Niels de Vos. I am presenting instead of Ria. Ria was supposed to travel here, but got canceled. So she gave me her slides. I'm one of the organizers of the Dev Room together with Jan. Instead of having an empty shot, I'm presenting her talk. Hopefully, I know enough about the topic to present it well enough. If you have questions, don't hesitate to interrupt. I don't mind answering questions immediately. So Ria and I are actually colleagues. We both work on mostly CephCSI, but anything that touches it as well. So that includes Rook. It includes other Ceph components where we need it. And we make sure that Kubernetes or OpenShift works well with Ceph, is performant enough, and in this case, also your data integrity is guaranteed as best as we can. Today, we focus on CephFS. CephFS is a scale-out storage system based on top of Ceph, and I hope most of you are familiar with Ceph. It's quite a nice network file system, and we use it for lots of different deployments, and our customers use it for whatever applications they have. For example, the Kubernetes image registry, if you want to put it locally on your Kubernetes cluster, is a very common use case for CephFS, but it's not limited to container images. You can use basically any workload on top of it. As software engineers, we always face a lot of challenges. For challenges, we hopefully find nice approaches to solve these challenges. And one of these challenges is that in a Kubernetes cluster, a node can go down, either a virtual machine where you host your Kubernetes worker node or a bare metal machine that runs all the Kubernetes services. It can go down. That just happens. That's just a fact. You can't prevent it. What you can do is you can accommodate your environment or your infrastructure as best as possible, best as possible to work around these kind of hiccups. When a node goes down, it isn't guaranteed that your whole node goes down. There are like partial failures. One of the easiest failures to imagine is if you have a worker node that runs kubelet as part of Kubernetes, the kubelet daemon is responsible for mounting volumes, mounting the file systems, starting containers, and whatnot. If this kubelet daemon has a bug of some kind and it fails to respond to any requests from your kubelet management plane, so this node is perceived down in sense of Kubernetes infrastructure. However, it doesn't mean that the node actually is down. It's only the kubelet service that is down. If this is the case, then all your containers might still be running. If you have like a database running in your container, this database might be happily running, reading and writing and accepting connections and whatnot. It might still function. It might write your data to a file system, CephFS in this case. But if Kubernetes thinks the node is down, Kubernetes will schedule this workload, your database, on a different worker node. And when it does so, with CephFS, it is possible to mount your file system on multiple nodes at the same time. It's a network file system, so it's prepared to do that. For your database that runs on a second node, this is very nice because Kubernetes thinks